On one side are the nursing homes, which have claimed frivolous lawsuits have cost their industry millions. On the other, the lawyers who sue them and senior advocacy groups like the AARP, which have claimed tort reform bills hurt consumers. Both sides are supporting a bill that outlines a truce of sorts on how nursing homes can be sued.
It will bring more capital into Florida to enhance the quality of care that nursing home residents receive, and it will ensure that passive investors have the incentive to make those investments in Florida.
That's Republican Representative Matt Gaetz giving a very broad overview of the bill on the House floor. The proposal still allows nursing home operators and those whose decisions caused harm to patients to be sued, but it would disallow claims against those with only loose financial ties to the facility, such as mortgage holders. The Florida Healthcare Association, which represents more than 500 nursing homes, long-term care, and assisted living facilities, listed the bill as one of its top priorities. Executive Director Emmett Reed says the group is satisfied with the outcome and doesn't plan to take things any further.
You won't see us advocating for another bill here in the state of Florida for a long time to come, for years.
The bill does not stop lawsuits, but as lobbyist David Ramba noted early on, it is a jab in the eye of at least one large firm which specializes in suing nursing homes, the law firm Wilks and McHugh.
There was a trend that was emerging through one law firm in the state that really brings the majority of the nursing home lawsuits that would to sue our capital investors in our homes. People like GE Capital, people like Wells Fargo Commercial Mortgages, very similar to a provision that if somebody slipped and fell at your house, they would sue your bank that holds the note on your house, even though they had no operation or knowledge of any inherent danger or activity at your home.
Not everyone has supported the legislation. Long-term elder care advocate and former state long-term care ombudsman Brian Lee has criticized the bill throughout the process. Lee says the proposal favors large corporations over smaller mom-and-pop shops, and it places more responsibility on the day-to-day workers and exempts the people who make the big decisions for those workers.
They can only staff at the levels that they've been given money to hire people at. The caregivers can only care for so many residents in the building. But, you know, what's interesting about this bill is it's holding those folks on the front lines doubly accountable when they really have no say-so in the decision-making of what goes on in that building.
The bill last year in both chambers would not have provided a pathway for a nursing home resident to sue a parent corporation or an investor.
On the opposite side of Lee is the Florida AARP, which reversed its long-held opposition to the bill this year. Spokesman Jack McRae says the group decided to support the bill this year because it continues to allow nursing homes to be sued, specifically those that had direct involvement or made decisions that contributed to the death or injury of residents.
It provides a pathway for nursing home residents to be able to reach a parent corporation or a person in that company or an investor who makes a decision that actually results in injury to the nursing home resident. And that's been our major beef about this legislation. We think if a pathway is not available, it's discriminatory.
McRae admits the bill does raise the threshold for bringing lawsuits, but he says it's not so high that suing a nursing home is impossible. But Lee worries as more people enter retirement and the industry begins to expand, consumers could come out on the losing side. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.